Oh, I guess we're back.
This is episode 30. I'm excited, but today's just, we're team pits today. High five. It's the pits, y'all.
It's the pits. We started off on a high note, and now here we are. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I guess your emotions happen.
But I keep asking Kim, are we okay? Is it okay? We're fine, right? We're good.
Are we? But it's episode 30. We finally reached the end of our season. We've almost been doing this a year, not quite, but almost. And you know, we wanted to do something fun and fresh and funky for y'all.
But see, what happened was
even
I didn't bring my ring light. That was step one.
Yeah,
a problem one.
And then we both did things right before that just put such a damper on our mood that
it wouldn't be right for us to get in front of that camera and try to play like
this right
and in the pits of right. Hell.
I feel bad for people who have to do that. You know, some people like YouTubers, people who have to film all year round.
Jaclyn Hill going through a divorce, got the damn camera.
You had to be on camera and fake like you're happy about life. That is, again, the pits, which is going to be the title of this episode. Just so y'all know. So we're here.
Overall, you've been having a good weekend up until today.
Yeah, honestly. Even though I had to pay ridiculous amounts of money on things that I had never asked for.
Adulting is trash.
Adulting is quite trash. Go back to that episode if you haven't heard it. But yeah, I was still feeling good. Like, I wasn't, you know, I was feeling all right. But, you know, things wax and wane. And today is, I don't know which one, but I don't know that saying. But today is just not the best day. It's not. We're going to be honest about our lives.
Well, let's name something positive that came out of today so far.
I got a donut, I guess. I get donuts all the time.
I brought Kim her Rice Krispie treat.
She did. That actually, thank you. That's much better. That's something, yeah. Mo bought me a gigantic box. Of Rice Krispies treats, and if you know me, you know that's my favorite snack.
And I'm hood rich right now, so all my feet are straight.
I love her because she loves me.
I'm trying to think, okay, what about you? That made me feel good doing that for you, but I'm trying to think of something that happened.
You put the box up to my window, she just
I like slammed it on her window.
I was like, ooh, and it was so much bigger than I thought it was gonna be. Like, yes,
I will say, even though it put me in the pits, it was kind of a highlight that somebody answered the phone.
That's yeah,
it was a moment. And then, you know.
And you had a good time yesterday, I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
Mo is, y'all, she's a true extrovert. She really gets pumped from being around people and being outside. And I'll just be looking at her like, wow, it's people like you.
It's people like me out here.
It's people like Mo out here.
Itching to get out the house. Like, where are the people at?
You thrive. Where are niggas at? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, we forgot to mention, what did I say the name of the episode was going to be?
The Pits.
The Pits, but I'm put a colon, it's going to be Couch Chronicles. Because we both on the couch today.
Both on the couch.
Normally, Monique is hogging the couch I pay for, mind you.
My couch.
Hogging the couch, laid out, sprawled out all over the couch.
But today
she invited me. She invited me over.
I'm just on the couch because.
With the blanket.
Pits,
and the wine.
But it's going to get better. High five for it getting better.
Or not the wine, the mimosa. I hope so, because, God.
Damn. Just
damn. What is this? And why are we doing?
Okay, so it's 2:20. All right.
It is? Yes. See, I'm used to doing this way earlier in the
Definitely.
Day. Jesus.
We started late, because, again, it's supposed to be a razzle-dazzle episode.
It was. You know, in my heart, I felt like...
Life happens.
We didn't want to be fake for y'all, though.
Definitely.
Because people can tell when you're...
No, I would have got right on the live looking just like this. I'm not even going to lie.
People can tell your energy is off. People thrive off of other people's energy.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even if you're not an extrovert, like, people know when other people are feeling sad or down.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like when you take somebody to the party and it's like, well, what's wrong with you? Why are you not talking? Why are you not...
Yeah.
It's like...
Don't be that person.
Don't be that person. That's why I stay my ass home.
Let me tell y'all, yesterday I walked into like a little kickback and I only knew two people there. But when I tell y'all, I left with like 10 best friends.
Listen, she can make a friend anywhere. You be talking to people in a grocery store.
Dude, deaf dude.
I'd be like, girl, ma'am, please leave me alone.
Kim, you would have been the person that'd be like, oh, what's wrong with you? You ain't talking? You want a drink? What you want? That'd have been you?
Yeah.
Oh, Kim.
Well, no,
only if you're
just,
drinking, you'll probably
yeah, I was gonna say,
oh,
yeah. I was gonna say, only if something's gotta be wrong with me. I can be social and all too, but I just know that people really do. And if you come in there with the stank face, people gonna know, like, you ain't come here to
somebody walked in, they didn't speak there.
Right, why you came to the function, girl, if you wasn't feeling it?
Yeah, That part.
But yeah, so we're here.
I wrote some things down. Oh, because I mentioned this to Kim the other day. Changing opinions. Let's normalize changing your opinion when, what is it, more facts
when are... When you learn new information.
Because people look at you like you're crazy.
People really be looking at you like, oh, just last week.
Just week you like this. What I use a Chick-fil-A. Listen, what you supposed to say?
You did say Chick-fil-A. But if I pop out with white toes and Mo, you know, next week, Mo be like, oh, Kim, bitch, you said you didn't like white toes. Look at you now. Okay, well, maybe I'm into it now. Maybe I've learned that it is very versatile or whatever. Don't dig into me now.
Right.
You know what is a good example of that?
What?
It's just what's, like, most recent in my mind. But on Twitter, they were pulling up, like, old clips from America's Next Top Model where Tyra was being trashed.
Oh, no.
Tyra was talking so bad about that girl's gap. And it was funny because somebody said that in, like, one season, she wanted to close a girl's gap. And the girl didn't want that. Like, she liked it. She thought it was a good feature on her. But Tyra was like, no, girl, you can't have that. But then a few seasons later, she wanted to widen somebody's gap. And it's like, Tyra, what are you doing? But anyway, they brought that up, and everybody was just talking about how trash Tyra was or whatever. And then some people was like, oh, well, y'all wasn't saying that when y'all was watching it. Yeah, girl, because I was 10 years old. Like, I didn't know
what was going on. She's so old. Right.
I didn't know what was going on or why that was terrible of her to do.
A good little raggedy example of, you know, changing your opinion is like if you're dating a guy or you meet a guy and they're like, oh, I'm this way or I don't have this situation going on. Then later on, you do find out they have a certain situation going on. I presented with more information and now my opinion about you has changed. Mm. And that could be anything.
Good point. Points were made.
So don't feel bad about changing your opinion about
something. Especially if you learn new shit, girl. Like, what?
What did I say about it? Because Chick-fil-A was like, we used to love, well, not we, I still love Chick-fil-A. Kim's
I mean, I still love it. Yeah. I just don't want to eat there.
Because their view, like, we learned something about their views on something. So it's like, ooh, I can't really mess with Chick-fil-A like that.
Yeah.
Still delicious.
I ain't gonna never lie. Listen, I'm always be keeping 100 about Chick-fil-A. And they good. I ain't never said they ain't good.
Reminding people who I am versus acting brand new. Because I think some people feel like, oh, she acting completely different now. But I honestly feel like I'm just actually being myself now or showing more of myself.
That's a good point.
So I'm like, actually, this has actually been me the whole time.
Ties. You know what? I didn't watch How to Get Away with Murder, but I have friends who did, people on timeline or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how Annalise gave this. And I actually saw it, too, on Facebook. There's a clip. Or not Facebook. Instagram, there's a clip. Anyway. She was talking about how she wore a mask her whole life, just putting on a front for people. And, you know, fucking mask off. If you finally are free, you know, and people aren't used to that.
That's what it is. They're not used to it.
Yeah.
Because it's been me. Mm-hmm. It's just definitely been like what you call it, masked or suppressed.
Right, right.
So now that I'm back doing that, it's like, whoa.
Right.
Who is different? Who is that? It's me.
Well, the problem is y'all just didn't know me.
There it is. Y'all don't know me.
And that's fine. It's okay.
Somebody wrote me and was like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to see it. I guess it's fine. She was like, I love single mode. And I was like, it's lit here, you know? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I think that's what it is. Because when you're single, you post certain things.
You just move a certain way.
You move a certain way. You glow you a little different.
Just as freely as you want to.
It's very carefree.
You're like a butterfly.
It's growing on me. Except that one night. I ain't gonna lie to you. I had that one night. I had to call Kim. Because I had just left her house. I got home.
Oh, girl.
When nobody at the house. I'm in the bed. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me call Kim. Because something is sitting by me.
That's my favorite statement.
How do I? I'm in this house by myself.
What do I do?
What do I do? Like,
you do whatever you want to do.
It's just like,
pretty much what I said.
And she was like, wait a minute. And it really hit me. Like, I'm really by myself. I'm not used to that life.
Yep, it hit you.
It definitely hit my head.
Did you feel lonely? And you just was like, oh, you did?
I went up and got, that's when I got went to Crystal's, didn't I? I got the chili cheese fries. I think it's the same night. Like, you know what? I'm getting some chili cheese
food
fries.
Food will keep me company, bitch.
And I went right to sleep after that.
Listen, I love it alone, okay? I'll be in here. You do whatever you want to do.
I be feeling like something is wrong. Now, what? It's growing on me, but like then I'm like, oh,
is it the
wrong.
Silence?
It's the silence, like, ooh. By myself.
Girl, turn TV on.
No one's bothering me. No one's asking me for help or asking me to do things. It's like, ooh.
Enjoy it.
Ugh, I'm getting there now because now I'll be doing crazy shit around the house. Your girl is into TikTok. So when I'm by myself, it's TikTok galore. And if you do follow me, I don't have anything posted for public. Everything is on there private because I'm just not there yet. But like, I have so many that I just done did. Just say.
Oh, you can do like private public? That don't surprise me. But okay, that makes sense. A good friend of mine said they laughed at one of your TikToks.
Oh, which one?
The one that was on a close friend. I remember what they were talking about. And I was like, oh, that's the one that was on a close friend. So maybe I should say it on the podcast. You know, put everybody
I should have posted that for everybody. Fuck everybody feeling. Fuck them close friends. I'm going to say what I want to say.
Okay, this is definitely a new season for you.
It is.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's like a rebirth. And rebirthing is new, I feel.
But wait, a new rebirth and improved. Means you're going to be new and improved.
I thought I was
going to... Wait, you know I'm trying not to say I'm not... Am I going back to my old ways?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Like I think it's like new, but it's also... I think it's just to imply that this is not something like... This is not brand new behavior. It's behavior you've always, you know, wanted to exhibit or have exhibited. Now you can just do it freely. A rebirth.
Freely. I just want to say I want
to say that. Like, a new and improved. Which is like kind of an oxymoron. We're not going to go there.
Friends with benefits. Are you with that or no?
What happened? The topic switched, like.
Sorry, I had to put it on you like that.
That. I mean, I'm fine with it. You know what, though? I think, though I'm fine with it, I think a lot of people can't really do it. Like, a lot of people can't really maintain that at all. And people think they can, but they you just really can't.
It sounds real good in the beginning, you know?
It does.
No ties. Sex when you want. It's like, okay.
We friends. Because a lot of people, you don't gotta be rude to your friends with benefits. Like, y'all are friends.
We are friends.
That's the thing is, you gotta find somebody that you are actually friends with. That's, I don't know.
It's hard. But I'm gonna look at you weird about having sex with you now, friend.
You really?
I am.
I think it's...
You wouldn't do that with your best friend,
I'm not having sex with... No.
Okay, so that, because that's like, that's what I'm thinking about. I mean, I wouldn't do that with this. So it's like an acquaintance.
Maybe. Listen, that's why it's not anybody. I don't think it's most people's territory.
It ain't for me.
It's not because I'm not trying to. Right. I was like, I'm not done with you if I don't like you, number one. And if you're my friend, then odds are I like you as a person. So.
And I would hate to lose my friend over some bullshit. So I just, no.
You get a girlfriend telling me we can't do this no more. I'm be like, wait, what? Let me hurt.
Like, excuse me.
What you mean? We can't do this. What you talking about? Huh? I'm feeling so betrayed.
So betrayed. And I'm your friend. So, like, I have to see you. After this, like, it's so weird.
I gotta talk and text. I'm trying to figure out how that. I don't think that's ever worked for me. No.
Friends with benefits?
Hell no.
No, again, for me, mainly because I have feelings and I'm gonna get attached to you if we start having sex. Because I feel like if I'm having sex with you, I like you.
Right, that's what I see. Again, points were made.
Points were made. No. So it's a no for me. I think it's a no for Kim. Any movies? It's a movie called, like, No Strings Attached or something
it
like
was,
that.
Part of this phenomenon where it's like a movie that two movies that are exact same plot come out at the exact same time, and it was one that was Friends with Benefits and the other one was No Strings Attached.
Okay, I think I remember both, so I'm like, okay.
I think one of them had Justin Timberlake, I think the other one might have Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Which that's the one I like. But the one with Justin had Mila, and I like Mila Kunis. She's fun.
See, I thought Mila was in the one with Ashton. I don't know why I'm mixing up the movies.
No, she was in the one with Justin because I remember them going on, like, promo for it together.
Oh, snap.
So who was in the one with Justin? Oh, like, Natalie Portman or something like that. Some white lady.
I
want
to watch it now.
Oh, see.
How did those movies end?
I wish.
They fell in love?
Of course.
All
right. It's a romantic comedy. They fell in love. They're in love.
Because, again, that's what's going to happen. Well, I don't. Okay, speak for everybody.
No, some people end up, like, just.
People speak with
you either just stop doing it and then continue to be friends, which that might be lit.
Maybe.
And then you get with someone else. But people be getting jealous. No.
Me.
It's not going to help. It's not going to work.
I'm jealous.
You're going to start to sabotage the other person.
Are you a saboteur? Like, will you try to, like.
I'm not typically a saboteur. Saboteress? Saboteur?
Really, Kim. So you remember how Kayla was talking on live, how she gonna, like, torture anybody who deals with somebody who she dealt with?
Oh, God bless. I think that's
I'm
why.
I'm not that person.
It takes too much energy.
It
does. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that.
You know, hurt people. I'm just not a fan.
I don't have time.
Because I can understand, I will be hurt. But am I gonna go out of my way to try to hurt somebody else on top of it? You know, misery loves company.
Definitely.
And I ain't trying to, oh my God.
You believe in karma?
Yes.
Sometimes
day.
I go back and forth. I have a hard time believing in karma. Because good things happen to bad. But then is it karma or is it just not like what happens in life? Like, why do we have an... Like, if it...
Well, I like karma, but I think it's always karma.
I just feel like good things happen to bad people all the time and bad things happen to good people. And I'm just trying to figure out what the... I guess if you think about it, it's like, you know, bad things are bound to happen to everyone in life. So if you just wait for that bad thing to happen to that person...
Right. That's your karma.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what people just assign it to that.
Like your ex cheated on you and okay, they got with somebody else and they got cheated
right.
on. If
that's
you,
your direct karma.
Five years
karma,
down the line, it's like, okay, but that is the direct
it
karma.
It gotta be the exact, because I think about somebody said that they like outed someone and after they outed them, their car like broke down. I was like, ooh.
Karma.
Thank it was karma. Very raggedy for you to do that, but it's probably when your car broke down. You talking about strikes again.
Marvel strikes again. It's a Marvel.
Jesus.
Woo! Marvel Please get a mic.
Please don't remind me of work. I hate it there. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I'm going to thank God for a job in the pandemic, but and at home. If I would kill myself when we had to go to the office.
Definitely. I'm not going here.
I hate to be a dramatic person, but like, oh, I can't even. Did they give you your email for your Aruba box? I'll keep touching you.
Aruba box?
Yeah.
What is that?
Remember we talked about the Aruba? It's the one where you plug in and you don't have to log into the network.
Oh, we're getting one of those?
I'm getting one. I thought you got an email too.
You know I've been reading my emails, Kim.
That's what I need to go get.
Are they mailing it? You said they mailed it?
Yeah, they mailed it to my parents' house.
So what did the email say? It's like everybody's getting this now? So.
Well, no, it just said me specifically. But I figured if I was getting it, then, you know, it was starting to do a little rollout. Everybody would be getting it.
Okay.
I want it so bad. And I can't wait. They could have. Because I asked about it, I don't know when, last September, October maybe? I want my stuff.
We want our things.
But period. I still hate working. But I work 40 hours this past week. Y'all, I've been taking my personal days. If you got PTO, if you work at a job with PTO, don't let these people make you feel guilty for using it.
Right. You ain't got nothing to really do. You just want your day to yourself. Like I did that, was it 2 weeks ago?
Especially if you ain't got nothing to do.
That was Team Pitts that week. That's why I wanted to take that day off. I think that's what it was.
Okay, that's fair. It's a personal day.
I just wanted a personal day.
That's what it is. Do not let these people make you feel guilty.
It was when I went on that fake break. That's what it was.
Oh.
I just needed my day, girl.
You just needed your day?
Just to sit there and not be on a break no more at the end of the day,
yes.
What's the point? But yeah.
But listen, the point is that you didn't work.
And thank God for a job at PTO, so we still got paid. What Kim does, it Kim flexes every Friday, and I want to get on board. You're gonna be lazy.
But my flexing, y'all, it turned into me taking PTO since I'm taking a half day anyway. You know, and I already worked the majority of the hours I'm gonna have to work for the week anyway, so I'm taking very little PTO on that Friday, and I'm living for it. Because I take if I can, I don't need a week vacation, I don't need, you know, 5 days off. If I can, I'm gonna take every single Friday off.
I'm gonna start flexing.
And I love it.
So we can start doing our, because outside, Kim ain't going outside.
No, I'm not.
But I'm gonna say, so we can start going somewhere.
Listen, I'll be on this couch on Friday. It's like,
listen, I just need to open up the summer couch for these kids. I won't complain no more. Swear to God. That's my biggest, issue during this whole pandemic is I got to be a teacher,
listen,
a mom, and a full-time worker all in a bit. Like, it's too much.
The toddlers are winning.
Toddlers are definitely winning. And they don't give a fuck about me.
This is send help. The toddlers are winning. I don't know.
Damn,
dollars. I'm so sorry. But yeah, no, they keep emphasizing that, you know, trying to juggle all these jobs, all these roles, these duties, these responsibilities. It's beginning to be too much.
Too much.
I'm starting to get a little.
The last week, I definitely fell off with Camille homework. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. Sick of us. What else am I going to say? Okay, so I didn't spend no money yesterday. And technically, I haven't spent no money today so far. So I'm over here like, damn, try to do a no-spend challenge. And you know, I used to do the budget mom pages and stuff. So like, those budget moms, they rave about doing no-spend challenges. Well, like, okay, 2 weeks no spending. 1 month no spending. So I'm like, damn, how long can I go? Outside of bills, of course, and necessities. Hmm. But they definitely say, like, no spend challenges. Mm. At one point, I was on it, and I was like, of course, you know I'm trash. I'm that shit.
You have been purchasing.
Definitely. I have.
It's your coping mechanism.
So when yesterday went by, I was like, damn, I did not touch my wallet at all yesterday. I was like, this is nice.
It's very good. Because you had a good time.
I had a good time. Oh, my God, y'all. If you're just out and about and people are, like, taking care of the tabs for you, you know. At one point during the little kickback, everybody was, like, putting cash on the table to buy a bottle. And my friend told me, he's like, I got you. And, like, I was like, thank you, God. I was like, I got to spend no money. Yeah. Somebody took me to lunch. I didn't have to pay for that.
It's always a good day. You got to spend no money.
Hell yeah. But we didn't even start making podcasts like that.
Ask me, Kim.
Ask me right now.
Wait, what's our though? Hey, Mo.
Hey, Kim.
You ready?
Hell yeah. We did that in so long.
It's going to stand right there in the middle, too.
Because you do a no-spend challenge? Or how long would you do a no-spend challenge?
I could. I got to stay in the house. That's the only way.
Period.
Because
I be ordering shit online.
No, I'm good at not ordering things online. But if I leave here, I'm going to spend money. So I got to stay here.
True. I've been avoiding Marshall's, TJ Maxx, and Burlington, and technically Home Goods, too. Because everybody's been saying they've been having these big old sales. Death. And Burlington's half off the whole store.
Because they've been sitting on inventory for a long time that they couldn't sell online.
Mm-hmm.
So they got more stuff.
Kayla was in there yesterday. She's like, everything is half off, but the home stuff is like 25% off. I don't think I need nothing for the house. I was just thinking about clothes. I'm going to use t-shirts.
To go where?
Exactly.
That little meme you posted with the cat at the computer, I love that meme.
It's me.
That cat was at the computer like, ooh, what can I purchase?
It was looking so serious.
So serious.
It's me buying outfits for what?
For
listen, but when it's what? Time, I'm going to be ready.
You was already ready before this started. What you mean? Right. You had plenty. Listen, gluttony.
I can't help it. I'm like, oh, gotta get this.
And I told her when we were cleaning out her house. Her closet, rather, that she buys stuff and it's just the thrill of buying stuff and then getting the stuff and then she forget the stuff is in there.
First of all, that's the story of my whole life.
Yes.
I'll start a project like, oh my god, I'm so hyped about this project. I cannot wait.
Be on 10.
To finish. And then it's like, oh, this isn't fun anymore.
And then just abandon it.
Like
an Aries.
Do that with niggas too, you know. Kim was sipping her wine just
now. Ma'am, my same mimosa.
Same with niggas, like, oh my god, this is so new, this is so fun, I love it here. And he's like, actually, I'm good.
I'm good,
not
right.
Not all of them, though.
No.
Some of them I like.
I feel like eventually, though, we would get there.
Definitely.
No matter who.
Because they say, like, what was it, my cousin Kiana, she was like, she's talking to somebody, she's like, yeah, but I get tired of people quick. And I was like, I feel that. It happens. Especially when you know, like, you're good by yourself. Don't let me lie on this podcast. I don't know.
Okay.
She might hear that. Like, oh, June 27th. Like, no, girl, I don't
know. but no, like, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if I'm like that. I don't know if I've ever been in a circumstance to get with somebody like that. I guess I have.
Somebody got tired of you?
Yeah, like, have I ever gotten tired of somebody? I guess I have, though.
But I was going to say, oh, with being, knowing that, being by yourself for so long, you realize you got to put up with nobody's shit. So what? I can only imagine getting with somebody and they show you one red flag. You're like, all right, I got to live this shit. So
I'm leaving.
You can actually go.
Fuck this, I could.
When you realize you don't need that person. Other than for entertainment or I don't know.
I get way too far into that little hole. I'd be like, because I am quite good alone. I prefer being alone.
I think I'm getting there.
It's lit being alone.
Because I was like, oh, actually, I don't have to deal with your shit. I actually go home.
I just go home.
And that's that. Like,
by myself and it's lit.
I'm going to get in my car and drive to my home and I got to deal with your shit. Moving along, sir.
Keep it moving.
Tell the story.
It was also the way you were looking. Because I couldn't see her. I could only see you looking sideways at her like, oh my god, it was so funny. But Camille,
listen, we at work and me and Kim on FaceTime talking. Camille comes in and out there on my office all the time. I'm like, okay, Camille, you gotta get out, go back in your room. So at one point I looked at her and I told her to get out and she was backing up real slow. I was like, all right, keep it moving. But Kim didn't see Camille moving slow. All she heard was me say, keep it moving.
That's it.
So she would just holler and just laugh. Like, so
no,
hard.
You did not just tell that 4-year-old to keep it moving. But listen, I can't be mad. It was funny, but I can't be mad. Because you really got to talk to Thomas like that. Like, definitely. Please turn down.
But once I explained what she was doing, it made sense.
It did, but it was still funny. And I'm always remember it.
Keep it moving now.
Keep it moving. She's 4.
She's 4. She just wants to love me.
Oh my god. She was so cute yesterday in her little outfit.
Yes, yeah.
Adorable.
Oh, she had the nerve to tell me. She was like, mommy, me and daddy are going to a birthday party. We weren't invited.
Oh,
what excuse the fuck out of me?
Dang, so she really beat
I was like, so I called Chris Foss said, so why Camille gonna tell me I wasn't invited? You told her that? Because kids don't just be picking stuff up like that. You said that to her. I said, you know what? That's fine. I hope you and your daddy have a great time.
I hope y'all do.
Nobody bother me.
Listen, that's why you gotta cherish the moments alone.
I'm getting there, Kim. I promise you I am.
You know how you feel it?
I feel it. Because now I'm always finding something. That's another thing that's been helping me. I keep myself busy now.
You always find something to do?
I always try to find myself to do.
You do say it's plenty here to do.
It's plenty. Y'all, there's so much shit around else to do. It's like, it's no reason for me to ever feel down to go. My mind should always be busy. And what was I talking to my line sisters? I told y'all, ask them. How do they keep themselves from falling into that
slump?
I literally was sitting at my work desk. I kid y'all not, I was having a good day.
I was so proud.
And I was like, damn, what's this feeling like? I could feel it like a blanket, like
coming over you.
My head. And I was like, whoa, what is this feeling like? How do I get this blanket of sadness off of me?
You become like a thief in the night.
Done it. I was like, whoa. And it's the fact that you can feel it.
You literally can, physically, sometimes. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
And you caught it before it even came over you. I was like, you got me fucked.
I was like, well, you got me fucked. Let me figure out how to get rid of this shit.
That's my favorite thing to say. We gotta name one of these episodes. Like, that is my favorite phrase in the whole world. You fucked up.
You got me fucked up.
You do, because ain't no other way to say that.
But yeah, I had to ask my last sister, and I think I asked him too, like, what do you do when you feel that coming? It's like, most of them was like, I pray, or I'll listen to gospel music, or I'll go read a book, find something to keep me busy, do something that I enjoy, something I know is going to make me happy, call somebody that I know is going to uplift my spirit. I was like, bet, y'all solid. I fuck with y'all. For life. What you do, Kim?
I was just going to say, what did I say I did? I don't know. What you do, Kim? I don't know. But you mentioned just do something that you like, and that is usually what I do. But yeah, I definitely do. Like, just do something I like, watch a show I like, I don't know, eat a snack I like. It helps.
What I was doing was going to sleep, and y'all, that ain't it.
I mentioned that to Amin, and because after we talked, I mentioned that to him, and he was like, you know what, that's what I used to do as well, like just go to sleep. And then we realized it's really not healthy, because you wake up, the worst thing is when you wake up feeling the exact same way you did when you went to sleep. So you really just hit a pause button on this. You know what I be thinking? You know people be saying?
That's what sleep is, a pause button.
But you know what somebody said? Somebody said that going to sleep is like the human version. Like when people be like, oh, just go to sleep and wake up, maybe you'll feel better. It's this human version of like restarting your phone. Like, oh, restart your phone and see if it'll be fixed. So I was thinking it was going to be a reset and I was going to wake up fixed. When no, it's something you restart your phone and the shit's still broke.
I'm still tripping off. Sleep is like really a pause button.
It is.
Nothing. I would wake up and nothing was resolved.
No.
A whole bunch of time was wasted.
Yep.
My feelings are still hurt. Uh-huh. It's like, I just slept. I just paused my feelings. I'm waking up with the same shit. Nothing was resolved.
So you're really procrastinating like dealing with your shit. Wow. Oh my God, we procrastinate dealing with our shit.
Damn.
Why we do that?
So yeah, some
people,
third person, but I don't go to sleep anymore. I do. Yeah. I am tired sometimes after work, and I don't mind taking a little nap. But like I said, only a little nap. It was one day, I kid you not, I was literally in my bed from the time I got off. You know, I got up at 2:30.
Right.
And I was literally in my bed from 2:30 to like 9 o'clock. I did not leave my room. Damn. And it wasn't that I was sleeping, but I legit was in my bed.
That's it?
From that whole time. And Camille kept coming in there and, like, you know, asking me to do stuff and get her things. And it wasn't until she came in and I was like, Mommy, I'm hungry. And I was like, bitch, I've been in this bed all day. I didn't make my baby no dinner. Like, it's time to stop. I was like, this shit got to stop. I got to fix this shit. That's what made me realize, okay, bitch, when you feel that shit coming, you got to find you something better. Because sleep ain't it. Getting on your phone and just laying in your bed, like, that ain't necessarily it either.
Mm-hmm.
It can help sometimes, depending on what it is you're looking at, but not for no 2:30 to 9:00.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes I do that after work just to kind of get my thoughts together and just do modeling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm trying not to go to sleep.
I'm trying. Because, again, it's so much I could be doing.
It is.
Research, you know, work.
I was going to mention earlier, I wish that, because you were saying that, you know, there's plenty to do around your house. Like, it's never nothing to do. I wish I had that, because that really does calm my nerves. Like, just having things to do around the house, really, it really does help me. And that's why you want to go to your house and clean up your shit.
You know, you can always come home and organize my closet one day. It'd be nice.
God, just really relieve your...
You know what? My Uncle Drew keep getting on me, because before Camille was born, he'd been buying her books. And, you know, Camille has a library. I was supposed to have made this man a list of all the books she has. Like, so, like a spreadsheet, so he won't keep buying duplicates. I've never done it. Oh, I kid you not, this girl gotta have, like, 200 books.
Mm-hmm.
So, I gotta work, get him a list. And I was like, ooh.
That's a lot of work.
It is. Mm-hmm. Look, Kim not for that shit. I tried. I gotta just do it.
If Camille's room clean Camille's room.
No, I did. Her room looks great.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure too?
No.
I purged so much shit. I remember it felt so good.
When did you do that?
This was like a week or two ago.
You didn't
I put her cloud lights. That same day. That's how I put her cloud.
You didn't tell me any of this. Stop it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, keeping secrets.
Damn. But legit, like, Camille's room is like cleared the fuck out. All you see under her bed is her library. I put her cloud lights up on the wall.
Damn.
Her floor is clear. Like, it's a whole new world in there.
So one of them days you were together, you had your shit together.
I was like, bitch, you ain't go in that room, bitch. Start doing some shit. And the first thing I did was go in Camille's room. And it took me about 2 days to finally get it all done. But I was literally seeing stuff on the floor. I'm like throwing everything away. I walked out of the house with like 3 bags of things. I'm not gonna lie, I should have donated some of that stuff. But like, I was to the point of like, just get it out. But yeah, some toys got thrown away.
I know you got pictures. Wow, I feel cheated.
I definitely have the like her video of her doing the cloud stuff.
So the last episode was play by play. So clearly Mo stopped giving me the play by play.
I was about to say, how have I been doing?
You've been doing quite well.
It's not that I'm trying to keep anything. I'm just keeping anything from you. It's just I'm trying to
see, that's a switch up for me. You know what's funny? The other day when I called you, and I asked you about something, and you was like, okay, Kim, so what's the truth? Like what you do you want me to tell you or do you not? And I was like, you know, that's fair. But I don't know. Was I clear about what I wanted? I don't know.
I guess I was just taking that because you actually asked me. So I think that's fair. If you asked me, I should just tell you.
Yeah.
But I should just assume you want to know every little, you know, play-by-play detail. Okay. So it's okay. I shouldn't have did you like that because you asked me. So clearly you want to know. So I should have just laid it all out for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just playing, but
I don't want you to feel like, you know, when I do ask you, like, well, bitch, you been keeping shit from me. What the fuck? Girl, you just told me you didn't want the play-by-play and make up your mind. Cool. So I got to see it. Okay, I might. That sounds kind of fun. A little librarian. I can play librarian for the day.
Just give them a list.
Spreadsheets and things.
Hello.
Wow. 200 books?
Gotta be. We gotta count them.
Jeez. It don't even fit in them shelves.
Yeah, some of them are overflowing. And she got that tall bookshelf. That's where the big books are, like her encyclopedias, dictionaries, mm-hmm. and big books. Definitely over there.
Listen, one thing about Camille Lampley, she's going to be educated. Baby going to read.
She's going to read, and she has all the things.
I miss reading. Did you? I feel like I really read when I was in middle school, and that was the last time I really had a book in my hand all the time. I miss reading.
Mom was like, I think high school, somewhere between high school and college, because I remember like them English courses we used to take, mm-hmm. and like AP Lit and stuff. We used to have to stay up on them books and stuff. I was like, oh God, I'm reading so much. I will never forget To Kill a Mockingbird in like ninth grade.
Oh, see, I read that in eighth grade.
It was always a thing for me to like read a book and then finally see the movie. It was like so lit for me. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. You know what? It was Twilight. That was the last thing that I really liked. And that was in high school. And it, oh my God, I watched the last movie in college. So, so good. My teenage angst. It was so good.
The
little
50 Shades of Grey, you had the books.
I quit about halfway. Because they weren't good. And you know what the problem is that they were inspired by Twilight. It was like Twilight fan fiction. Mm-hmm. And I could tell because I'm like, I'm not 12 anymore. I'm not 14 anymore. Like, I don't read.
But it was definitely one of my losses. They was like, yeah, definitely read a book.
It really calms me, especially like on my, I find that I don't like reading physical books anymore. Who am I? I'm ashamed. I really like ebooks, and I bought like, and they turned out to have a movie coming out about this book, but I bought a book maybe like 2018 or something like that. When I tell you, I was in my bed reading that book nonstop on my phone, like, it was so good. I was like, bitch, I gotta start doing this, buying books to read.
Let me just say that I feel like, okay, so reading books or, I don't know, going to clean your kitchen, is that not still putting stuff on pause?
I guess it is, but I look at those things.
It's being productive.
I look at those things as being productive as well.
I think that's what
reading a book is productive.
Than sleeping.
Yeah.
Or sleeping, you're not doing your kitchen or clean your room. So yes, you kind of did put your feelings on pause, but you got something else done.
You did.
Something else to be proud about, I guess. You know, I read 3-4 chapters of this book. Or, you know, I clean my kitchen. So yeah, I'm still feeling the pits, but that going to sleep shit or just going in your room trying to shut the world out, that ain't it.
Because you're going to wake up and that same world going to be there.
Same world going to be there. The same responsibilities.
Feelings.
Everything.
Nothing can help.
But I'm trying to get out of it. You know, time heals all wounds. And I am learning that. But I still find myself slipping back into what it was that I had just healed from.
Yeah.
But I got to figure out a way to break that. Because I'll go 2 or 3 days without doing something that, you know, is quote unquote toxic. And then, like, by that fourth day, I'm like, you know what?
I ain't been toxic in a couple of days.
Let's see what we can do here. Let's shake the table a little bit.
A little bit.
It's like, girl, you just was getting over it. You forgot about it. And then one little, I don't know, memory came across your head. You was like, let's play a game.
See, that's how you know that healing is not a linear process. Healing goes up and down. You have good days, you have bad days.
Oh, Jesus.
And you gotta take both with each other.
How you been doing with the voice memos?
Oh, I haven't recorded. Well, I recorded one, I think, last week.
I did.
I recorded one last week, and it was a good one, too.
So you're doing them weekly now, or you just...
No, I'm just doing it just whenever I feel like it.
Okay, so it's not an everyday thing. Mm-mm. Oh, okay, so
you was putting too much pressure on
yourself.
Weight
off my shoulders. That's definitely what I was doing. I knew that's what was going to happen. Why did you stop me beforehand?
I literally told you when we talked about it on the last episode, I don't do it every day. You asked me that. You was like, so how do you do it? I was like, girl, I do it when I feel like it, okay? When I got things to say.
That's true. But I guess I'll be having things to say every day. That's my problem.
But then the days you don't have anything to say, do you feel like, oh, I do my voice memos today?
Those are the days I'd be thinking, oh, damn, you haven't done that in a minute.
That's okay. I mean, you know, we can write a diary entry when you want to.
Remember I told you I wanted to start, like, that's why I got this little notebook. Like, just so cute. Jotting things down. Look, we're matching. Oh, shit, a notebook in my shirt, I mean. That's a say. Damn, that's, like, on the money. Like,
oh, it is. Look at you, color coordination. Yeah. Who do we think that we are?
But I do think I want to start like jotting things. Okay. That I keep that in like my purse.
And it's so cute. It's like pocket size.
That's the first day I actually wrote in it though.
I love that.
I remember never getting third grade. Miss Lewis, like I had to have a whole parent-teacher conference about it. She didn't like the way I drew my E's, my lowercase E's. They used to look like threes almost. Mm. And she didn't like that. Mm. So we had a whole meeting. And I was sitting there like
bawling. Oh, meeting my about eyes your out. Handwriting?
Legit.
How old were you?
It's third grade. How old were you in third
grade? Wow.
She was like, you got to fix this. Otherwise, like, it's going to be continue to be a problem. I was like, what's wrong with the way I write? Like, it's an E. You know it's an E. I know it's an E. Like, why are you picking on me? And me and her and my mama, we were sitting there. And they made me draw out E's the way that they were, I guess, supposed to be. If that makes
wow.
sense.
Wow.
Because mine weren't good enough.
I know that hurt your little feelings.
And I was just so hurt. I told you I was bawling. Like, whoa. I'm only in third grade. But I guess it. In hindsight, I guess, you know, whatever. But
dang.
That shit happened.
That scarred you.
It scarred me.
Okay, I mean, you don't.
All I knew, my handwriting was never good enough. Most girls don't write like this.
I was going to say, for a girl, yeah, no, it's not great. And you're very.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be honest. I was going to give you so many compliments after that. But you're pretty, too. So you would think, like, you keep shut yourself your mouth. Up. You're pretty. You know what I'm saying? You don't look at Mo and think, oh, that girl don't take care of herself at all. Like, no, she looks well taken care of. But if y'all saw.
It's how my handwriting's like that. You know what? It's people that like analyze people's handwriting, mm-hmm. and I wish somebody could analyze mine because I know they got a whole bunch of shit to say. Mm-hmm. I know it's some shit going on in my brain. That's probably why I write. Honestly, I can be honest with you. I feel like I write this way because I'm always rushing and I'm trying to beat my brain before I, you know what I mean, like trying to
race. Right. Yeah.
So I don't take time to be extra nice and neat too. With it. I'm like scribbling, trying to get it out.
Should I bring my notebook over?
No, so you put me to shame. Give me my shit. Judging my writing.
But listen, I've always paid very close attention. You wouldn't consider yourself to be very creative or artistic, would you?
I don't think so.
No?
I feel like I have ideas.
Yeah.
But like.
Because it's different kinds of creativity. Yeah. You know, you could be performing.
When you say
creative,
artistic, I know I'm not that.
But like visually and like with your hands and things. I guess because I've literally always paid attention to my handwriting. Like perfecting it, changing it, all that shit. And girls do have better handwriting than boys.
And me, I look just like that. Like, I don't know.
I would think this was a boy's. Yeah.
They're like, oh, so who wrote that?
I expect a boy to write like that. I love you, friend. All right. I love you,
man,
friend.
Now my feelings are hurt. So let's just wrap this part of this podcast up.
I just think it's so peculiar. You know who else is going to think it's peculiar? Hmm. I mean, because we talk about this kind of stuff all
his
the time.
Nice.
He does have very nice handwriting.
It's like, maybe I missed that lesson in school or something, but because everybody had bomb-ass handwriting.
Really?
But me, my shit was always trash.
I don't know.
If I say Avery, I'm speaking of girls. Like, all my best friends. Okay. Like, Kayla has nice handwriting. You know what they call, like, girl type of, like, mm-hmm. writing? Jaquan B used to write like that.
Yeah.
I must have missed mills. That.
It's just not in you naturally. It. And it's like, it's okay.
I do not write how you would think a girl would write.
You never tried to practice?
No.
You don't
and
like-
I feel like they probably maybe did or something, but that shit was not my thing.
You
I'm writing to
care.
Be done right.
Yeah,
like,
I was going
to
say, you know, that's write. Okay. Like, some of us, because I think that's part of the reason I wanted to, because I missed writing with my hands. I really loved handwriting and all that. So that's why I started, like, studying and stuff, so I could keep a notebook. Damn, friend.
Yeah, I remember in sixth grade, we had no choice but to do all of our writing in cursive.
Trash.
And that shit triggered me. And by the time we got to seventh grade, I was like, y'all got me fucked up. This is what y'all going to get. I'm never doing that cursive shit again.
They taught us that like in third or fourth grade. And I wasn't a fan of it because it just slowed everybody down. Like, girl.
How many times have you changed your signature?
Quite a few times.
Okay, so that's not weird then.
No, definitely not. I used to change my handwriting every school year.
Okay.
I used to change something every school year. And because the thing is, I was trying to get like, okay, how am I going to write my K's? How am I going to write my such and such? All those years. And you got to do that with every letter of the alphabet.
So. I feel like I can do every letter of the alphabet. Like, your name started with a T, D, K. You mm-hmm. can do all that so fancy. But when it comes to an M, I never felt like that was a fancy way to draw an M. So my shit was always going to be trash. It was destined to be that way. Whatever.
I felt the exact same way about a K.
You can do a nice
no,
K.
No, girl. You know how hard it was for me because I was never satisfied with my Ks. I was struggling all those years. I got two Ks. I was like, this is hell. I don't like this. I told Amin, I was like, A seem easy. Like, that seems like a fun letter to write all those years. He got two A's. His last name started with A, too.
I used to like doing Dominique name because I used to like doing cursive D's. That was my shit. What a J's. I love cursive J's. Like, I thought that shit was lit.
I don't know. J's can go to hell.
Oh, stop it.
But handwriting is my shit. So
it is not mine.
It is my thing. I love it so much. When you told me, when I gave you that pen, he was like, Kim, why did you give me this? And I was like, you right, because you're messing up my good writing pens. Give me this back. You can get this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why did you give me that? Just, I need a ballpoint. I can only write with a ballpoint pen. All those, what is it called, like fine tip and all those other.
Like mechanical pencils and stuff?
Well, no, I'm not saying. Not pencils excluded. Just pens. Okay. Like, I prefer a ballpoint. And I only do black ink. I don't like blue ink. Because I feel like blue that. Really highlights how horrible my writing is.
Friend, you never wanted to take a class, like you never wanted to change shit up.
This writing, like, I just don't want to write. Like, I just don't want to write.
So you never was a fan of writing stuff?
No. And when I'm writing something, I'm literally writing just so I can be done with writing it. I'm rushing it. I'm rushing through it.
So you're a typing kind of person. Do you type fast?
I'm a sucky typer too.
You just
ain't. I just want to talk. I don't want to document anything.
Oh yes, because you're the one who type with each.
With my wait. With I guess the index in the middle finger.
Y'all are gonna hear this on the recording.
Okay, I have to see.
Yes, with your index fingers, that's it.
I'm conscious about it now when I'm working because I'm trying to get better. But okay. It's kind of like, girl, fuck that. Do what you do. Like with these, it's really just these two fingers. They get all the action.
Did you take a typing class in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody came out like these bomb ass typers, and I'm over here like,
okay. You know what? And I also used to practice. I used to go home, and I used to go to those websites where it would tell you how fast you type, how many words a minute, and I would go and I would practice typing. But I definitely remember taking typing class when we were in like again elementary school, like fourth grade.
We had a computer.
And they taught us. Yes. Why is computer? They literally had the computer your girl class. So they taught us about the home keys.
Home row keys.
I never...
ASDF, yeah. JKL, colon.
Yep. That's it, baby.
Because you're supposed to keep your hands there and then keep your thumbs on the space bar. Right, and you're supposed to just, like, move right, like that.
Right.
Fuck that.
You know what's crazy? A few years ago when I was working at Ulta, I saw my typing teacher, my computer teacher, at Ulta. She came in buying makeup, and I was like, what? You don't remember me. There's no way you could, but, like, girl, you taught me how to type.
Amazing. Granny used to have an old computer, and she's had the Mavis Beacon.
Oh my god! System.
I used to be using that. I remember this one. It was one game, like a frog game or something. The frog would like have to lick the letters. Mm-hmm. So when the letter came, you couldn't look down at the keyboard, but you had to just press the letter so the frog could get it.
Yeah,
I used to be lit, but I never got better.
Another thing that taught me how to type was like just being on MySpace and social media on the computer. I didn't do anything for you.
I still find myself looking down at when I'm typing. I'm like looking down at the keypad as if I don't know where the letters are.
I don't have these nails. I'm Speedy Gonzales, baby. I'm a worker, okay? I do things.
You know who type fast?
Who?
Whipple.
Definitely.
She used to blow my mind.
She used to type so fast. And not look at the keyboard either.
I'm not up to par at all.
That's what I aspire to be. Practice. Practice makes perfect.
I ain't got to write no essays now.
Can you imagine writing every note out at work?
Copy and paste. That's all I do.
Baby, look at it.
Because who?
Cause who?
What else I had on here real quick? I wrote down ghosting and blocking. Cause you know what's my first thing? I was like, can I just block them?
Yes, and I really wish I knew why you jumped from 0 to 100 like that. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
I'm on the fence of blocking. I want to block you because I know it's gonna like strike a nerve, but I also don't want to block you because I need you to see me. So that's where I'm at with the whole blocking. And then I feel like if I block you, I'm not gonna be able to see you either.
I think it's so much better to just ignore people.
But see, I'm not talking about like you know like let's say like haters or like people like that.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about like
you know, I know what you're talking about. So again, blocking it's just such an extreme measure. Like what are you trying to do?
That's why I just jump right off the deep end.
Why do you do that? Because I just feel like, how do you know, you can't know how long the person, you know what I'm saying? When do you unblock? How long?
I don't know, child. I never really blocked anybody, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you just be saying
it. I just be saying it because it sounds good. Shit.
You know, I understand.
I'll block you all you hoes. Like, that'd be, I don't block nobody. Because again, I want you to see me.
Why are you this way?
I got issues.
You do.
But I'm ghosting, I don't think I've ever ghosted anyone. Because again, I've never blocked nobody. So it's like, you can always see. I don't think any of my exes are blocked. Matter of fact, I think we're all friends. So it's kind of like, I've never had to ghost an ex. Have you ghosted an ex? You technically have. Well, you blocked them. Did that count as ghosting? Is all I'm saying? No?
No, because if I told you, ghosting to me is if you didn't tell the person. And if I told you I don't ever want to speak to you again, then there's no way I ghosted you.
That's true. I've never told anybody that either. I'm not going up because I know by tomorrow I'll be like, let me just
If I say that shit, I mean it.
Somebody
it
don't really like hurt me to the core.
It don't even.
You know, if it's theirs, I get it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, it don't even necessarily mean I won't ever talk to you again because you know, like I know that that was a lie. And, yeah, so, but I did mean it when I said it. I wasn't bullshitting. So.
And how long did that last?
It lasted a couple of years. Definitely. Yeah. That's why you know I'm in it.
The longest I went without talking to somebody was, no, I can't even say that because so at some point I would write them back, but for the most part I was like ignoring it. Mm-hmm. But that was an 8 year long strand of us kind of like, okay, sometimes like, hey, how you doing? And other times I'd be like, okay,
see, me was putting notes in my ear.
Yeah, he was like, nah, not at all.
You could have died and I wouldn't have known.
Whoa, Kim.
No, I probably would have known you died. But no, yeah, didn't see you, didn't hear from you, none of that.
Wow,
normalize cutting ties with people.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Put on the shirt. Normalize being done with somebody. Not okay. Mad.
Right.
But just done.
We ain't beefing. We just not, you know, it's just not like that anymore and we're done here.
But that's what I was talking about. I get myself to, like I said, time heals all wounds. Mm-hmm. I get to a point where it's like, you know, normalize, you know, not dealing with that person no more. It's not you, it's them. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're fine by yourself. You don't need that.
You share something.
And then you saw that post. Mm-hmm. I was hoping like, everybody would see that. I was like, look at that.
It's starting to really, like, once you internalize these messages, you start to really, like.
And I was like, that's a winded way of saying it's not you. It's not me, it's you. Mm-hmm. Something is caught to my ear. Okay.
Because you think it's like, oh, you lying, you're just saying that just because. And it's like,
oh, they're lying to me because they hate me. They don't
they care not to lying tell me to the you, girl. They not, it's not personal, girl. It's really me.
It's really just them. They're just really, a lying ass bitch.
Or they just, you know, I find that a lot of the times it's just that people want to do what they want to do. And they don't care who it hurts. And when you come to realize that a lot of people are just moving in, you know, within their own interest, their own best interest, you also don't take shit personally. You didn't choose. That's why I say, like, that person didn't choose the other
one. Yeah, y'all just about to say, mention that, please.
They chose,
like, they chose themselves. And it took me, I was like, Kim, what you mean they chose themselves? They made a choice. They had option A and they had option B.
And
they chose an option.
Yeah.
And Kim was like, no, Mo, they chose themselves. And I'm like, you got to break that down for me because I don't fucking get it. That man made a choice. Explain it to me.
Explain yourself. And I get it.
But are you saying that, so in that, for that example, it's like that person chose what was going to make them happy in that moment? Because that's another thing that kind of digs at me. It's like, so even though you made your choice and it was yourself, it's kind of like, I still wasn't the choice that was going to make you happy or make you.
Or maybe like you probably wasn't the most convenient choice or you probably wasn't, you know, it's a million things. But it's better than internalizing this person hates me. My life is trash.
That, you know, that's what I jumped to.
Yes.
Because I'm scum. Fuck this.
It's better. It's better. Because listen, I told you about my situation where I had to like, you know, really tell myself, Kimberly, this has nothing to do with you. Ain't no sense to sitting here and being bothered over someone else's reaction to you. Like, it don't have nothing to do with you. And it was always that phrase that said, when you realize how often people project as a coping mechanism, you will learn to take absolutely nothing personal.
Life is hard.
It is.
I wish I could erase feelings.
Me too.
Because how can you avoid, if you like dealing with someone, how can you avoid just completely always having your guard up? You've been dealing with them for a minute. And then at some point you let it down and then, you know, feelings come. It's like, wait. Now I
it's not trying to avoid. I asked my therapist the same question when I was seeing one. I was like, so how do I avoid feeling like trash? She was like, you don't. She's like, you don't avoid it. You just have to know how to get yourself through when you do start to feel like trash.
Oh, like we're talking about the blanket of sadness.
Right.
It's like, okay, I know this shit coming. Here we go. Let's woosah, like whatever it's going
to
take.
And if you feel sad, you know, it's okay to feel sad. Feel those feelings. Feel them as hard as you can. But also, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to pick yourself back up and move on. That, you know, people tell you that your whole life and you'd be like, girl, shut up. Like, tell me something that'll make me feel better. And there's no cure. There's nothing. You just got to feel
you can't avoid
feeling.
Having your feelings
cannot.
Hurt, but you can control
I mean,
how
you can.
To, I guess, respond or make yourself, like, get out of the slump, I guess. You can control that.
She said that to me. I was like, oh, I guess you're right. And I was going to say, you can avoid doing that, but you're going to live your life never having love, never having, you know, you're going to live your life never having any kind of highs, and it's just not worth it. I've come to find out.
So that's why I was like, okay, I've got my guard back up.
Yeah.
Oh, and again, give somebody all the facts in the beginning so they won't be blindsided by anything. Because that's where a lot of, you know, feelings get hurt. It's like, oh, wait, whoa, I wasn't expecting that because you didn't tell me. But, you know, life is hard. I don't want this thing to die.
Yeah, so I guess. I mean,
oh, 7%.
Right around,
okay.
It got a few more minutes. It got a few more minutes, but I was going to say, I think that was a good place to end off, too. So that was a word.
Where do you think we're going to be when we come back for season? Kim?
I don't know. 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30. Yeah, season 4 when we come back.
It's going to be season 4. Yeah. There's been big dolls in this thing now. Like,
we haven't been a year just yet, but it's coming.
Well, I was going to say, because we take our breaks for how long?
I don't know, girl. However long.
Look, when we feel like it. Look, right. Stop playing. But let's say we take a break for, I don't know, 3 weeks. If when we come back, are we going to be the same, like, as far as our, like, current situation? Are we still gonna be in the pits, or I'm still gonna be talking about my feelings?
Sure, I don't know. We might be. Y'all better take it as y'all get it.
I'm trying to say, a lot of things gonna change by the time we come back. I hope so. In a good way.
I hope so, too. I mean, listen, this is our new normal, you know? I'm talking about, like, everything at this point, but how we're living, obviously, this virus and the way the world is right now is
our new normal. Oh, see, that could be an update, yeah.
Right, so everything is changing. Is Camille gonna be in
summer camp? We don't know.
Everything is changing. Nothing is making any sense. So, but hopefully, you know, we'll have our shit together and we can come back to you guys whole. Made it through episode 30. Thank you guys for sticking with us. If you're listening, we really, really, really appreciate everybody that listens. Like, I know we don't ever say that, but child, it's hard work. Like, it's fun, but it's hard work, like, you know, making this podcast and putting it out or whatever. So,
and we've definitely been consistent, and I'm so proud of us. Yeah. Except for, like, not the COVID weeks, but other than that, like, we've been
COVID snatched us bald, but that's okay. We're here, and, you know, we're doing the best that we can. Find us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. Find us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo's Hey Pretty Lady _. And I think that's all we had. You got anything to say, Mo? Any words of wisdom?
I did. Oh, my God. I thought I wrote it down.
Hurry. You're going to be there.
Okay, no.
You don't have a word of wisdom?
I thought I did. But damn, maybe I was thinking about it in the car. It was like rather something, but I don't remember. I'm sorry. Oh, no. You know what it is? Don't let anybody save you for later. That's my word. Don't let anybody put you on pause. There we go.
Don't let anybody put you on pause. I like that. And on that note, we'll see you guys in season 4. Bye.